questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which you'll get the answers to all your questions. So let's start, but before that, I'd like our guest to introduce himself to us.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Sheikh Nur Muhammad. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very glad to meet you here.
Thank you.
So we get to the first question that have been asked from us that talks about Islam. And of course, we know that throughout history, there has been so much of sections and groups coming out of this big and huge family. So I mean that we have Islam, but throughout time, there have been different categories in this, let's say, school of thought. So now, if we say that it's a complete religion, then why all these categories and subcategories exist in there?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that the categories and the differences and different denominations that we have within the religion of Islam is because of the, I can say, maybe some of the deviation within this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this divine religion, I mean this religion of Islam, in order to solve the differences between people. According to the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this religion to human being for the salvation of human being, both in this world and hereafter. But unfortunately, some people, because of their self-arrogance and because of the some deviation, they deviated from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has nothing to do with the religion itself, or, for example, with the noble prophet Muhammad or any other infallible Ahlul Bayt. Rather, it's concerned with the deviation of people and self-arrogance of some people, who ascribe themselves to the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth.
So, and at the very first step, just to make it clear for everyone, all these categories comes because of deviations.
Yeah, exactly. You know that the it is a to some extent the nature of human being. He wanted or she wanted to seek his or her, you know, self-interest to follow it up. You know, he does not looking for the, you know, unfortunately, let me say that the most of the people, or at least some people, that are not looking for the favor of Islam or the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not looking for to be a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow up the religion of Islam. Rather, they are looking for their self-interest.
They consider their benefits.
Yeah, exactly. They're looking for their own benefits. And this is exactly the reason that we have some deviation and denomination, not only in the religion of Islam, rather into many other religions. You find many other denomination. You know that if you go to the Christianity, Judaism, or any other, you know, even non-Abrahamic religion, you find out a lot of, let's say, denominations. And maybe to some extent you can find many, you know, branches and many denominations in different religions, even, you know, some man-made religions that we have, unfortunately, many of them today. You can find a lot of deviation, you know, you can find a lot of denominations and a lot of, you know, branches into that. Let me share one of the verses of Noble Quran, because mostly the question was about the religion of Allah, Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. This is in chapter Baqarah, verse number 213. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, and none differed in it except those who had been given it, after the manifest proofs had come to them, out of envy among themselves. You know, very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that after the manifest proofs had come to them, everything was clear to them. They understood what is a religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is a reality of religion, and what is a manifest proof about the, you know, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, they deviated from this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, baghyan baynahum. It was out of envy among themselves. So you see that the only reason, and maybe one of the main reason and the philosophy of different denominations within religion of Allah, which is a religion of Islam, is because of the envy of people, because some people are envious, okay? Mm-hmm. And they are looking for their own self-interest.
The struggling they have among each other. That's the greatest reason for them to have problem and then deviate from the main topic of the thing they are practicing.
Exactly. As I mentioned that, you know, that in the verses of Noble Quran, and actually it is in the beginning of the same verse that I recited to you, verse number 213. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I sent this religion to you in order to solve the differences between people. You know that there are a lot of differences between people.
So why those differences were not solved?
Yes, exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this religion in order to solve differences. But unfortunately, again, some other second differences came because of some envious people.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, they were looking for their own self-interest. Okay, they were arrogant people. And because of that, again, another second differences came up and appeared. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I, in the day of judgment, I will, you know, give you my clear verdict, and I will make everything clear for people to understand what is the truth and what is a final truth and reality.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
I want to say that the point, if I want to summarize what I have said so far, I want to say that according to the verse of Noble Quran, and of course, rationally speaking, and because of the many experience that we have for many religions in the world, we can understand easily that the reason for different denomination and branches, it has nothing to do with the religion itself.
But with the people.
Yeah, rather it has to do with the people, and because of the, you know, unfortunately, because of some people who are looking for their own interest. Yeah.
So according to what you have said up until now, we could claim that there would never be a single religion with no more of categories or subcategories in this world. As long as there are human beings who've got their benefits, and they are not going to be at once with each other for their goals and benefits.
You know, maybe let me add something to what you have mentioned, that of course we have one single religion, which is a true religion, which is a religion of Islam. Of course, without any, you know, prejudice to that, you know, my dear listener, they can go and they can have their own study and research about different religions that you wanted to follow. But if you want to have a scholarly analysis, you can understand easily that the only religion that we have, which is a true religion and the most complete version of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which contain the prosperity of human being both in this world and hereafter, is only religion of Islam. Everything is clear, you know. Signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been made clear for all human beings, okay? According to some narration, we have two proofs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First proof is your rational, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which we call it...
The reason, yes.
Yes, the power of reasoning, which we call it hujjatan batina. On the other hand, we have Hujjatan Dahira, which is religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny. So religion is clear. Everything has been cleared for human being. But of course, we have some differences and, you know, maybe some other denomination and other tendencies because of the, according to, you know, this verse, بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. Because some people, they have some, you know, envy toward each other. And, because some people, they have their own, they're looking for their own interests. And of course, we have the, these kind of differences and this kind of, let's say, disputes between people.
Exactly. So now we could say that no matter how much deviations we have, and no matter how much sections we have in Islam, it remains the only single religion that has got everything completed together, and it is the religion of Allah.
Exactly. I want to say that, I want to say that we should not confuse between two things, and we cannot mix between two things. On one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything clear for human being. Okay, mm-hmm. We have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have Noble Quran, we have the power of reasoning, okay?
Yes.
And of course, we have the great, treasure and heritage of Islamic heritage from Ahlul Bayt. We have lots of narrations and accurate narration. So everything has been cleared for human being. And of course, add to that the, God-given nature, which we call it fitrah. God-given nature of human being. So nobody can say in the day of judgment or, for example, question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you did not make it clear, mm-hmm. why you didn't make
it
clear
for me. So everything is clear, but the thing is that nobody is going for the complete thing, They have been deviated from the main source of that complete religion.
It depends on your choice. On this table, we have different choice here. Mm-hmm. You can choose whatever you like because you have the power of choosing.
Yes, okay? You have, but, technology is working as well. So there are many propagandas and there are different, they're calling you for the wrong choices.
Of course, till the day of judgment, we have these kinds of challenges within the human being. First of all, we have the, da'wat al-shaytan. Which we call it the invitation
of the devil.
Yeah, you may translate it the temptation of the Satan. On the other hand, you have the invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have your fitrah, God-given nature. You have your power of intellect. You have your irada, which we call it. You have your willpower. Yeah, you can choose between, different things. You may choose the satanic temptation. Of course, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the temptation of Satan is weak. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have this so-called technology, as you mentioned, social media. Unfortunately, we have, beside a lot of benefits embedded into that.
Exactly.
We have some kinds of, negative invitation and temptation, of course. But after all, you can choose. You can easily choose it. In one narration, let me add, in one narration, for example, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that in usiya lam ya'ud. If you do not follow satanic temptation, and if you disobey satanic temptation, he will not tempt you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yes,
it depends totally on your decision, whether you choose this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the path of Satan. Okay, so of course, I want to say that we have these challenges within the human being.
Exactly, and that is the goal of life. We're always in a struggle between the truth and the wrong thing.
And of course, it is a philosophy of the, creation of man, human being, in order for him or her to become more completed, okay, and to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had it not been for these challenges, it was not possible to, make that individual perfected human being.
Exactly. Okay? You cannot achieve perfection.
You cannot achieve perfection.
Thank you for your description. We we got the answer to our question. And you are listening to Arab English Radio. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A on Islamic Belief, may Allah protect and bless you all.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن